The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
If they score 10 runs in a game, it's kind of like what we're talking about the Yankees. If they score that many runs, it doesn't matter what their pitching does. I mean, look what they did to Chris Bassett. This guy's an ace. In game one against the White Sox last round, 7 innings pitched, 1 earned run against what on paper was a better lineup with the Chicago White Sox. But this Houston Astros team has flipped the switch. I mean, forget about the losing record in the regular season and kind of sleepwalking through the last 2 months of the restart. This is October baseball. These guys know how to win in October.
I don't disagree.
And that was Mark Teixeira.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. Watch us on Twitch. Miss the first hour. God, I hate when that happens. Miss the first hour, little Astros talk, little Texans talk, a little bit of everything. We tried to catch up on some stuff we missed from the weekend because yesterday was pretty much all Happy Dead O'Brien Day. And today is the day after Happy Dead O'Brien Day.
I'm still looking through this list of famous people who've had COVID.
Yeah.
Antonio Banderas had COVID. Did you know Bryan Cranston had COVID?
Yeah, I remember that from somewhere.
J Balvin had COVID. We saw him play the most famous J Balvin song. Is there a clean version on there?
Give me a second. Let me grab it.
Alyssa Milano had COVID. Although I could see her just faking it so she could get some Twitter attention. Kevin Hart had COVID. The Rock had COVID.
Yeah, The Rock. I remember that one.
He's got to be up there with most famous.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson, the new Batman, has COVID. Neil Patrick Harris has the COVID. Had it.
Had it, yeah.
Usain Bolt had it. I didn't know
that. Yeah, yeah.
That's a big one. I think the athletes, like, the two guys for the Jazz. Oh, Kevin Durant had it. He's probably the biggest American athlete to have had it.
Well, I don't know. Bigger than Cam Newton?
Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. NFL MVP? Patriots quarterback? NFL much greater than NBA?
Yeah, but I still think...
Yeah, I'm going to take Cam Newton in that one.
Well, who's the most famous player in the NFL? Is he a bigger star than LeBron James? The answer is no. Individual players in the NBA are bigger stars than individual players.
Yeah, but I don't think you can put Kevin Durant on LeBron James's.
He's the next level down.
I think that's a pretty big level. It's just like any golfer with Tiger Woods right now.
And it's not like Cam Newton's not Tom Brady. I mean, we're talking, there's a pretty big gap between the biggest stars in the NFL and Cam Newton.
Yeah, but I still think he's a pretty damn big name. Comparatively speaking. And
Break the tie. More famous, Kevin Durant or Cam Newton?
I think Cam Newton.
Okay.
I don't think you can put Kevin Durant on the same level as LeBron because while Kevin Durant is like active on social media, it's not nearly to the same level. And Cam Newton has made it a point over the last several seasons that everybody on social media wants to see what he's wearing to the stadium and away from the stadium every week.
Well, listen. If I lose, I'll take that one. I'm outvoted here. Prince Charles had the COVID.
Yeah.
I didn't know that one either.
Yeah.
I'm not up on this.
Yeah,
these famous people getting COVID.
They were, there were a lot during the summer, and we just kind of, I think a lot of them got lost because it was so damn prevalent.
Harvey Weinstein had the COVID.
Yeah. Among other things.
Didn't die.
No, too bad.
No, I didn't want to say that, but.
You know what?
I said it like that, so you would go. I said he didn't die. You notice I didn't say that about anybody else, but he's, you know, he's not necessarily a good person.
I mean, I'm not afraid to say I don't. I don't care if somebody who I think is a turd dies.
Aaron, did you find the J Balvin biggest hit? What's it called first?
It's called "I Like It," and it's got Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin.
Bad Bunny, another person that I'm not familiar with, who's very famous, apparently.
Tú compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el Latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa.
There's Bad Bunny right there, on the Corona commercial with Snoop Dogg. That's where I saw him. Snoop's like, Bad Bunny, what it do? And I'm like, who the hell's Bad Bunny to be talking on the cell phone with Snoop?
I had the same reaction.
Did he speak some English in there and some Spanish?
I think so.
That's very confusing to me as a listener. Like, imagine our radio show, we just went in and out of speaking English. You guys would be terribly confused.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien.
I mean, but it's ¿cómo se dice Bad Bunny en español?
The unedited or the explicit version of that on Spotify has over 1 billion streams.
Wow. So J Balvin is a very big star, I guess.
Now, his next highest one, 596 million.
Okay, so J Balvin has a... Well, even that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a
and
ton.
And that was apparently on the Bad Boys for Life soundtrack, so okay. That helps.
I guess J Balvin has a big hit. Good for him.
And now you know.
Now you know. Now you know. Was this a new Katie Holmes movie? The Secret? I like that movies are coming out. I've been needing new movies to come out. I need you to Google if Katie Holmes gets topless in that movie or not. It'll be a big determining factor on if I want to watch it. You ever seen that movie, The Gift, where Katie Holmes gets topless?
Yeah, I think I have.
Yeah, like... I always thought Katie Holmes was a cute chick.
Yeah.
And then I saw that, and I was like, oh, my God, Katie Holmes is incredibly hot.
Yeah, I was always a big Katie Holmes fan.
Well, I became a big fan after that movie. Good for her.
832, whatever happened to Fred's prediction that an athlete will die because this virus is so lethal? I never predicted an athlete would die. I said, if you want to take, if the leagues are going to cut something off, somebody's going to have to die.
Some athlete died, didn't he? Like the heart thing that hit him after.
Yeah, but I never came close to saying that, Chief. I said if you want the season to be canceled, then somebody's going to have to die from it. Is exactly what I said.
Well, that would do it, certainly.
Yeah, which I don't want to see because I'm enjoying the sports.
I hate to ruin your hopes for this, but The Secret is rated PG.
What?
I don't think they're going to have her.
What the hell is it about?
It is a romance drama.
Oh, you can stop right there.
With no nudity?
I have no interest in romance dramas.
Unless Katie Holmes gets topless.
Well, but then I can just fast forward to that. I'm not watching a whole damn movie where somebody fake falls in love and then they get separated and then they get back together again. And yeah, and then it turns out he has a crooked penis. I don't want to see any of that.
Like The Notebook?
Yeah, they're all the same. All those movies are the same.
Yeah.
Did you like The Notebook, Aaron?
No. I've watched it once, and that was in high school because I got to second base for it.
But Rachel McAdams is the star of The Notebook. Would you have liked The Notebook more if she had a topless scene?
Oh, 100%. Exactly. Although, I don't know what was the damn movie she was in with Harrison Ford where she was pantsless and she had her ass in like really nice fancy lace panties, which was better than her topless, I think.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to look up the name of the movie real quick.
Hey, can I throw in a quick non-pedo positive Rona update? Yet another day where the new cases are really, really low. 273 in the Houston area.
That's good news.
And Texas is one of three states to have the case numbers go down. Now, they've been trying to confuse me a little bit with the new, it's tmc.edu, but they've started adding older cases released on here, which is extremely misleading because you have no idea when they're from or what they're from. But the whole trend is still continuing to go way down, no matter how you look at it. So that should make people happy. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep social distancing. I think that's a big key, guys. Of course, I'm sure that I'm sure everybody else will have negative scare the hell out of you news.
Yeah.
Which is what they do. 713-780. Ooh, Katie Holmes is ugly. Dude. Okay. Hey, you know what? I'll take her. You can have something else. I don't care.
Katie Holmes isn't ugly. I don't care. No. I don't care who you are. I don't think you can. You could say she's not. She's
you can
cute
say she's cute.
She's not. Yeah. She's not sexy. But I'm telling you, if you see her in The Gift, you will change your mind.
Quick internet research revealed that the movie that I thought it was Rachel McAdams' ass, it was her body double because she didn't want to actually show off her ass in the movie.
Oh, boo.
Make sure that Katie Holmes didn't have a body double in The Gift.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it kind of does.
It doesn't to me.
It changes my whole, like, she goes from being super hot to, like, oh, she's cute.
You know, Emilia Clarke had one in Game of Thrones. You can complain about that.
She didn't always have one.
Yeah.
She changed, and I noticed. But I noticed those differences.
I thought it was a positive change.
It wasn't a negative change, but there is something to the famous women being willing to show off their own goods that I appreciate.
I'm okay with the body double. Somebody's got to get that job. I mean,
imagine that's your job.
Yeah, like, but if you're a hot
probably
chick,
some chick with an ugly face with just really great cans, like, oh, that's your job. You know, it's like stunt doubles. They're basically ugly actors. They're like, well, I couldn't make it in Hollywood. I'm too ugly. So I just got to, you know, when Brad Pitt falls down the stairs, I got to do it for him.
I feel like they go into a lot more detail with like body doubles for nudity because like, the collarbones have to match up and everything.
Yeah.
When you move the camera and you pan, it has to look like it's concentric. So you have to actually like line them up good next word. To each other and go, hey, yeah, well, you have higher like collarbones than she does. Sorry, you're out.
Wouldn't that be a great casting job? That's your job?
Hell yeah.
Like, you stand in the room with Rachel McAdams naked and you're like looking at her ass and you're like, all right, we need someone whose ass looks just like Rachel McAdams. And you bring in like 20 chicks. That's probably what got Harvey Weinstein thrown in jail, honestly. It's too good to be true. That's the problem.
Well, all I'll say is when you're punching the critter, I don't care if it's the real her or not. That's just my approach to it.
What's the research say, Aaron? You can't find it?
Everything I've seen is that it was actually her topless. She did not use a body double.
God bless her then.
At least she's done interviews talking about not being worried about being topless on screen and said she'll do it for a movie. So I don't think she would be using it. If she was using a body double, I think it would have come out now that she's a liar.
Yeah.
For doing multiple media interviews and being like, no, I'm topless because I felt like it needed to be. Several people would have come out and been like, no, those were mine, not hers.
Yeah.
Well, there's another reason to like her.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard a rumor that Katie Holmes called TGS Insurance to get a better rate on her home insurance.
And I bet she did get a better rate.
Bet she did, because I sure did. Guys, if you own your home and if you don't know what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance, why don't you know? Ask yourself this question. Why don't I know? Because I didn't know. I was unaware what I was paying. So what I did was I texted the word money to 232323. So simple, so quick. They texted me right back. They said, what's your address, sir? And I replied with my address. Within 15 seconds, I had a full quote, excellent coverage right there. Boom, just like that. I checked. I compared it to what I was paying. I'm saving over $1,000 a year now, guys. That could be you, the average customer, saving nearly $1,000 a year. And you could save even more than that. Graham in our office saved $2,600 a year. There's no obligation, so if you don't like the quote, you don't got to take it, but what's the harm in checking it out? Text the word money to 232323. See what you can save today with TGS Insurance.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Hey, can we go back and look at the NFL games? Because we never got a chance to do that.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it was a pretty good day in the NFL, and we didn't get to talk about it.
My first losing week betting the NFL.
I made one bet Sunday. I bet on your Bills. The cover.
Very wise.
I actually did pretty well on college football Saturday. Lost my ass on the Preakness. and didn't make it all, any of it, enough of it back. But SMU won for me. Wound up betting TCU to cover against Texas. And I hit that Navy under by a half point. So
yeah, that was my biggest college bet. That hit. That was nice. I had the under in Auburn, Georgia, which hit because of Auburn's ineptitude. And I had Alabama first half again, and that won. College was pretty good to me. I did lose with Missouri against Tennessee. Missouri just sucks. I hate Missouri. I bought into it, and I was wrong. But the NFL, I had the Seahawks, which everyone told me was the squarest play ever, and I won with that.
Yeah, that was a good play.
My other two big plays were the Jags. Almost backdoored it. That would have been nice.
Yeah, I would have been with you on the Jags.
And I had the under in Chargers Tampa. I was like, oh, this Tampa defense is playing so well. Tom Brady's overvalued. And then they score like 70 points in the game, and I look like an idiot. And then luckily, I'm glad the Patriots game got canceled. I like I said, that wouldn't have gone well for me, I'm sure.
All right. Vikings-Texans, we didn't really talk about the game other than it was just kind of, to me, it was their worst effort of the season. I mean,
it's what we thought could happen if Dalvin Cook had a day.
Yeah.
And Dalvin Cook had a day. And the highlight of him just abusing Vernon Hargraves should play on forever. That's one guy taking another guy's lunch money. The Vikings, there was no, and that's what really worries me is everyone's happy. Oh, the offense will be unleashed now without Bill O'Brien.
Well,
the defense is so atrocious right now and doesn't appear to be, there's nothing coming to help it.
No, there's no easy fix unless the damn offense can stay on the field and start running the football. Here's where I'm skeptical. I don't know why you would expect anything to be better under a guy who learned everything he knows from Bill O'Brien.
Yep.
And had the play calling duties taken away from him again. So, yeah, that's why I'm so big on, man, they need to go get an outside consultant and figure out how to run the football. Bengals beat the Jags 33-25. How about three straight 300-yard games for your favorite player?
For Jose Burrow. So. Yeah, that's a he's putting up some big numbers, but so is Dak Prescott in losses. Like a lot of these teams are playing chase. This was one of his better games, I thought. So I liked what I saw out of Joe. I still would have liked it better if Jacksonville would have covered. but that's a good start for Joe.
Well, and also Gardner Minshew throws for 351 in a loss.
Yeah.
Dak throws for 502 and 4 TDs in a loss. And if you just look at stats, you're like, oh, wow.
I don't know what I'll have to look it up. I think overs have to be hitting at like 70% this year. The under in the NFL is a dead art. And I know this because I've made a lot of money on unders the last several years in the NFL. And I'm losing them. And I started looking in like holding calls are down, over one per game. Defensive pass interference is up. The number of teams that are going for it on fourth down is skyrocketed. And I don't know what's causing that over like 1 year difference. I've got to look at what the numbers are from fourth down going for it last year to this year, but I guarantee you it's at least double.
Yeah, I've noticed all those things.
There's high scoring games going on.
Well, and Browns Cowboys was about as high scoring as you could ask for. And this is why you can't ask Dak to win games for you. I mean, he has to throw for 500. He throws four touchdowns, but he also had a pick. He also had a fumble. That's not how the Cowboys have to win. They have to run with Zeke Elliott. And they only ran the ball 18 times. Now, part of it was because they were behind. And I got to say, that defense is awful. I just don't understand how the Cowboys defense is that bad. And they're really one Atlanta Falcon away from being winless. And they should be winless.
Yep.
Because I know they cut it close there in the fourth quarter. But, you know, that defense wasn't going to stop the Browns. And they didn't. But thankfully, Odell Beckham had himself a day because that helped me win my fantasy game. So, thank you, Odell. The Cowboys, it kind of got lost because the Texans are such a mess. And then they fired their coach. Cowboys, as big a mess right now. And I had higher expectations for Dallas than I did Houston. Maybe that was just wrong.
Yeah, I think I did too. And the defensive, like, you could argue they're the worst team defensively in the league.
Yeah, it's either them or the Falcons. Yeah, I mean,
at least the Falcons have, like, I mean, their entire secondary is hurt. And Casey, who was their best guy left, he's hurt out for the season now too. At least you can say the Falcons have injury excuses. The Cowboys just don't have any good players on defense.
Yeah, and I mean, I really liked what they did in the offseason. I really thought they were going to be better. So, and they may still turn it around, but not looking good. You realize the Eagles are in first place now after getting one win.
At 1-2-1.
Yeah.
I told you that tie was going to go a long way.
Saints beat the Lions 35-29. Big day for Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara looks like he's got his mojo back. He's happy. He's paid. He's healthy. He looks like he's got it going.
Seahawks beat the Dolphins 31-23. Another ho-hum, another big game from Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and this is the thing. The Seahawks defense is bad. Their offense is better. I mean, you can go up and down the field on the Seahawks. It doesn't matter because you can't stop Russ. And that's what these other teams are missing is this great quarterback who makes something happen and can control the ball. The Cowboys, part of why they're losing is because Dak has those numbers. That means you know they're not running the ball.
Yeah.
They've got the best running back in the league, and Dak Prescott's on pace to set all-time passing records. Why? Who thought that's a good idea? Like, it doesn't make sense. When you've got a bad defense, what's the one thing you want to do?
You want the offense to possess the ball. You got to run it. Just like that's how the Vikings beat your Texans.
It's crazy, Fred. Look at you. You're smarter than Mike McCarthy.
Well, somebody needs to be. But I mean, part of it in their defense, they got behind and they had to throw. But I still, you just can't win football games like that if you're going to only run the ball 18 times when you've got Zeke Elliott on your offense. Especially because that takes so much pressure off your defense. And I think the Seahawks, as the season goes on, I think they can fix some of their defensive issues because they've got a smart coaching staff there that'll figure it out. So I think this team only gets better because I don't see the offense going backwards. Chargers-Bucks, 38-31. Thomas Brady looked kind of like vintage Thomas.
That was supposed to be 21-18. Didn't work out that way.
Oh, okay. but five touchdowns. He did have a pick six, but after the pick six, the guy was fantastic. And Justin Herbert, not a bad game. It didn't help that Austin Eckler went out early. And
Justin Herbert actually had a really great game.
But they couldn't run the football after that.
The Chargers defense isn't what we thought it was going to be. I thought the Chargers were going to have like a legit, really, really good defense, and their offense would maybe be able to keep them in some games. Their defense just isn't very good.
Yeah, but 2.0 rushing yard average on 23 carries.
Yeah,
that was kind of the killer. He didn't have any help in the running game, and the Eckler injury did not help. Also, didn't help me. Ravens 31-17 over Washington. If you waited late, you didn't cover on that. That went to like 14.5 at one point.
And if you gave over 14 points in an NFL game, that's on you.
Yeah.
But the Ravens back to dominance. And really what this shows is how good the Chiefs are.
Yeah.
They were able to make the Ravens look awful.
Yeah. We'll get to the rest of them if not next segment at some point. You know, we still got time. But
we got half the show left, Fred.
Yeah. We're only at halftime. And you know, that's a good time because it means we're going to finish strong. Just like Lawyer Dave does with his clients. Lawyer Dave always finishes strong. What's up, buddy?
You know, finishing strong is my motto. Hey, Blitzers, it's Lawyer Dave, David Mestemaker, Houston-based lawyer, ready to help you with any kind of injuries you suffer in any kind of an accident. If you do, hit me up at 713-626-8900.
Yeah, and if somebody's hurt in any of these things or they have a bad hospital experience and they need to go to the doctor, I mean, there's no money out of their pocket up front if you take their case. They don't have to. You're going to help them out with everything.
Right. From the beginning, when someone wants a consultation, there's no charge. When somebody signs up with me as my client, we do it on a contingency fee, meaning that when we win together. If someone doesn't have money to get to a doctor and they need treatment, We'll get him to the doctor. We'll get him a ride. We'll get him the doctor appointment without any money out of their pocket up front, for sure.
Based right here in Houston, but you practice all over the great state of Texas. So if I'm over in the Golden Triangle, I can give you a call, right?
You sure can, Fred. If you're over there visiting your property and something happens to you, give me a holler. I'll hit set you up with treatment out there in Beaumont.
All right. Tell them how they can get in touch with you.
You can hit me up at 713-626-8900 or email me at lawyerdave.com or tweet me at lawyerdavelaw or through my friend Fred always.
Yeah, you can always hit me up if you can't remember that, and I'll be happy to put you in touch. If they need a lawyer, what do they do?
They had better dial Dave.
Talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
We are here for you. La, 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 la.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I like Sammy Hagar. Going back to some of his pre-Van Halen stuff. Now they're just kind of the old California rocker kind of guy, fit in perfect. So let's do the rest of these guys. I guess we're not having Jerome today. He's probably...
No, he's been ducking my text. I think it's because he's covering the game.
Ah, okay. Let him work.
Yeah. And
solid
telling
me
doesn't,
from Framberg.
He doesn't have to feel bad about humiliating himself the last time he was on.
Oh,
it's okay.
No.
Panthers beat the Cardinals 31-21. Theodore Bridgewater looked pretty good in this one.
A lot of it is also the it appears that maybe the Cardinals aren't as good as we thought they were early on in the season. Kyler Murray, things don't seem to be coming to him as easy as they did early in the season. I think maybe he's getting to that point where people are starting to figure things out on him a little bit, starting to get some more film on him. And
well,
not to say that he can't ever come out of this, but I feel like every quarterback who starts out hot has a lull, and you start to figure them out a little bit. And then if they're great, they burst back out of that. But this may be the start of Kyler Murray's lull.
Well, if you go look at the end of last season, he had a lull then, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe the good games early were outliers.
Oh, excuse me.
Rams, 17. Gigantes, 9. Yay.
Yeah. Not a thriller. It feels like more of an indictment of the Rams than anything. Offensively, not great. But, I mean, and it's hard to take any, like, a real win out of slowing down the Giants' offense.
Right.
I don't know what to take from it.
Colts beat the Bears 19-11.
I think the Colts are good.
Yeah, I'm starting to come around.
I think we saw them week one. They lost outright to the Jags, and we're all like, oh, my God, what is that? And, I mean... And then maybe we overreacted and said, well, maybe the Jags are better.
Right.
No, it could just be the Colts played a crappy first game. But the Colts are really good on defense. They're running the ball. They're doing smart things on offense. And Phillip Rivers isn't turning the ball over three times a game. It's a pretty good recipe for success, honestly.
Yeah, well, and that's how they're going to have to win. Run the ball, not have Phillip Rivers out there winging it all over the place.
I told you. I mean, in the first game, they had him throw it 50 times. Yeah. Of course you're going to lose those games. But they've smarted up.
Bills beat the Raiders 30-23. This was my only bet of the weekend. And again, very square, and I'm sure I would have been made fun of it if I had done that with RJ. But... I mean, the Bills are...
I had a little on the Bills, too.
Very good football team right now.
And the Bills, they're legit. And I worried a little bit. I think the most questionable part of their team is their run defense. And then they went out and just shut down Josh Jacobs this weekend. And I was like, oh, boy. It's in them. They, and granted, the Raiders' offensive line is beat up, but this team is getting better and better every week. Josh Allen is, I mean, this was like his season low in passing and rushing yards, and he still dominated the game. I mean, he's on a different level right now.
I think this defense is only going to get better. I think Ed Oliver is slowly growing into the player we thought he was going to be, too.
And the Diggs trade ends up working out really well for both teams because the Vikings get Justin Jefferson, who looks like he's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
And the Bills get a ready-to-go number one wide receiver, which they needed. I really like what I'm seeing from the Bills so far. And they're well-coached. They've got a guy who's playing – you know, like a top five quarterback. I don't know if he's a legit top five quarterback yet, but he's certainly playing like this year.
Yeah.
They've got the recipe, man.
And, boy, I kind of hope they're both unbeaten when the Chiefs go to Buffalo.
Oh, what a game that's going to be.
Eagles go in and beat the 49ers and take over first place in the NFC East.
Oh, yes.
1-2-1.
1-2-1. I told you that tie is going to be big for them, man.
Gives them a half game lead over the Cowboys. Yep.
George Kittle. What a wasted game.
Yeah.
But incredible. 15 targets, 15 catches.
Yeah, 183 yards.
Ooh-wee.
For a tight end.
And I had him in my PPR league.
So that's why you brought him up.
That's right.
It's
the only reason I knew about it.
Two games last night, Chiefs beat the Patriots. Chiefs defense won that game for him.
They did. The Patriots offense won as much as won it for them.
I mean,
Patriots offense is so bad without Cam. And Jarrett Stidham. I mean, Brian Hoyer's out there looking like a knucklehead. Jared Stidham comes in flat off the bench, throws a touchdown on like his second pass. Okay? Jared Stidham's better. And he had a pick later on in the game, too. Brian, you're going nowhere with Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, well, especially Brian Hoyer against the Chiefs. We've seen that act before. And, I mean, Texans fan knows all about that. And then the Packers beat the Falcons last night 30-16. And... you know, we're talking about guys being off to MVP starts. Aaron Rodgers, again, huge night, four touchdowns.
He's really good.
And he's playing like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this is as good as I've seen Aaron Rodgers play in years. And they're 4-0, and of course the Falcons 0-4, and not looking good for the coaching staff there.
No, it's not. And, you know, I said the same thing about Deshaun Watson, and it's only fair. You got to say it about Matt Ryan, too. Matt Ryan, if you're an elite quarterback in the league, and I think there's a time where Matt Ryan was fringe elite. He was in I don't think he was ever in that top group. I mean, he won the MVP, but I don't think like over a 5-year span he was ever locked in as a top five guy. But he was probably like the next guy off the list. Those kind of players don't start 0-4. I don't care how bad your defense is. I don't care how bad your coaching is. If you're that kind of a player, and they've had some bad breaks. The Cowboys game, that's a tough break. I mean, if you're that kind of a player, though, you don't start 0-4. It just doesn't happen. Historically, find the great quarterbacks after year two or three of their career who start seasons 0-4. They just don't exist. Bad look for Matt Ryan.
Yeah, and I mean, I want to say not all of it's on him. But,
it's not, but it's still it's on him to get to rise above the rest of it.
Right.
And mind you, Julio going out in the second quarter last night hurt. And then they were able to basically double Calvin Ridley all night, who's already hurt. I mean, some of the other guys he was throwing balls to last night, I've never even heard of. But at some point, if you're a great quarterback, you've got to find a way to overcome that stuff. And not that he should have last night, but one of these games, they should have figured out a way.
And there you are. That's all your NFL from the last 2 days that we didn't get to yesterday because it was Bill O'Brien's dead day.
Yep.
Give us an update on the Astros, Aaron.
It is 5-2, top of the seventh right now, two outs, Springer back up.
Ooh. Like to see him hit a third, huh? What are they going to say now? Boy, I would love for them to win this series.
The A's also called in Mike Minor to be on the mound last inning and a half, I think.
What? Do you not like that?
I just figured they would have gone with somebody else. I think they would have. I mean,
I'm sure if it were a 3-game series, they would have. but in a five-game series, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't know who they plan on. It's funny in the playoffs, nobody tells you who's going to start until like the day of.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing they're going to go with Fires as a starter one of these games. Yeah, and Miner's a guy who you can get some length with in the bullpen. Maybe they feel like this game's over. I don't know.
That's, I mean, it felt to me like they were like, all right, well, we're just not going to start him. It's all good. We just want to get out of here with as little damage as possible. And maybe if the offense turns something on, but.
Now you got the defeatist attitude.
Well, he's pitched,
man.
All right. I mean, it doesn't look like they've blown it up on him, right? They just got the one
no.
run.
But I'm saying, like, I feel like they're, Bob Melvin might not have been so confident in his offense to come out and bash and tie it up in the last couple innings.
I can't believe Joel doesn't think Lily from AT&T is hot.
What?
Yeah, he thought I was crazy for saying Lily's hot. She's a commercial girl 10. She's the hottest. She's the hottest, like, not like girl that's in a commercial that wasn't famous for something else. Lily from AT&T is that, like, she's very, very solid. And Joel's like, nah, not for me. What? Who doesn't think Lily from AT&T is hot? Apparently a bunch of jerks on the internet have been bothering her because she's so hot. I wish you guys would leave her alone, my poor princess.
I like her. I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
I mean,
you have some taste.
A little bit. Not much. I mean, let's be honest. But,
And who could like, even just, you just watch her in those commercials, you're like, oh my God, she's the cutest chick in the world. Like, she's just a bubbly, she's a fun person. Who hates Lily?
No, especially
ridiculous.
Ever seen
I think it's more harassment that she's been getting online lately.
I think so too.
Because of how hot she is.
Wow, those people need to back off.
Is Joel harassing her online?
Probably.
Shame. Shame Bell.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. This is an underrated song of theirs, I think. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. There have been some weird pastors in the news lately. There's one who went from being a pastor to porn. Never really got around to that story, but it was entertaining. This one, yeah. We go to Arkansas. This involves Arkansas and meth. Are you shocked?
No.
Lloyd Eddie Lasker, 49 years old, was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a gun by a convicted felon. He was a pastor. He's under investigation after allegedly attempting an exorcism on a toddler. That's one thing. And doing meth with his parishioners.
Well,
the arrest comes 4 days after police were called to his church.
Wise, guys.
Police detective said in an affidavit that upon arriving at the church, she discovered a 21-month-old with multiple bruises from head to toe. That's pretty sick. But they admitted it to the hospital, and they continued as they conducted the investigation. They asked Lasker about the child, and, you know, he's the pastor, and, he was not home. They finally found out that he was discovered at a gas station in town with 4 grams of meth, as well as paraphernalia for smoking it in his truck.
Don't do meth.
And he told officers he'd used meth in the past, including with the 21-month-old's mother and other church members. but did not know there were drugs in the car at the time. So, okay, let's, if we're going to be, you know, if we're going to be Jesus-ing, let's try to not do meth and perform
exorcisms. Yeah, that's not how you do it.
Yeah. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I mean, hallucinogens maybe, but meth?
Well, I mean, I would respect the church. It might try mushrooms or something. You know, it'd be cool. But, what's the status here? Is that two out now?
Two outs now. Framber's still
in there?
Yep.
Man. John Harris did tweet.
Yeah.
He tweeted about North Dakota State quarterback Trey Lance. yeah. Well, don't want to make it awkward, I guess.
Well, I mean, I you got to be careful because you still work for the damn team.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you think he'd say something, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sorry it didn't work out with my buddy.
Yeah.
Wish him all the best. Hopefully the Texans will move forward from here. Just parrot what Cal McNair said, and you can't get in trouble, right?
Not that hard.
That's like in college where if you just wrote down everything the professor said and then gave it back to him in the paper, you know, you could do no wrong, right?
Yeah.
That's what this is. You're just copying the paper, just copying the lecture word for word, and then spitting it back at him. That was like my number one trick in college, was just give them back, you know, exactly what they said. And they're like, oh, what a brilliant paper. Well, yeah, of course, because it was your idea.
Yeah.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Astros 7 outs away from advancing to a 2-0 lead in this series. I won't say an insurmountable 2-0 lead, but
pretty
it's
much.
It's
especially because they beat Bassett yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's, I mean, Bassett and Sean Manaea, like if Sean Manaea's on, that's 100% the two best pitchers the A's have, and now they've beat them both. And Manaea wasn't exactly sharp today, but you leave a guy off he doesn't pitch for 12 days. You're not going to get his best, honestly.
He has been bailed out by a very generous strike zone. Both pitchers have.
Yeah, but he still walked some guys early on, and he doesn't normally do that. The fact that they beat those two guys, to me, the A's have no shot. But this is no surprise. And hopefully the Astros can get this thing done, and maybe they can hope the Rays win a game or two and extend that series. The Yankees, their bats are just absurd right now, though.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you'd like to get Framber through 7 here. That's pretty good because you have 2-0 lead. You've got Greinke still in the chamber. You've got Urquidy still in the chamber.
Yep.
So that you're in a pretty good spot here. Let's squeeze in a call. Gabe. Go, Gabe.
Sports, boys.
Sports to you.
Hey, right off the rip, I got to just say this, guys. AJ, Falcon, I've always appreciated your honesty. You guys stand by your convictions, so thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Packers question. Do you all think the Packers can make a run at winning the NFC? Buying up and listen.
I think that they still have some things to sort out up front defensively. But, you know, in the NFC, there's no teams that don't have flaws. I think it's easy to forget the Packers were right there last year. And I don't think the 49ers are as good as they were a year ago. Even if they're fully healthy, they can't get fully healthy, but if they were even close to healthy, I still don't know if they're better. The Seahawks have their warts on defense. Nobody in the NFC East is a threat. In the NFC South, I mean, maybe he'll find some magic. Maybe the Saints find some magic, but no, I think the Packers are absolutely, and they're in the group of teams that have a shot.
Yeah, well, and we said it's easy to forget they were in the championship game last year. They just got run all over by the 49ers.
Right.
But I think, and it's only 4 games, and I like to evaluate things in 4 game windows. And thus far, I mean, you couldn't ask for them to play much better. Now, I think they they look as good as anybody in the NFC right now, but I think so do the Seahawks. I think those are the two teams that stand out. The Saints, when they get Michael Thomas back, I think will be a different team, and they're still managing to get some wins. But right now, yeah, they should be one of the favorites in the NFC as of 4 weeks in.
All right,
713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And you know what? You can probably, if you wanted to get in on whether or not they're going to win the NFC, you know where you can go? MyBookie. You can bet that right now on there. You can bet anybody who's going to win the division. You can bet all the games. And, you know, we got some Thursday night action again this week. You can get in on the football. You want to bet on the baseball that's on right now. You got a game tonight. All on MyBookie. NBA, MyBookie, all of it. And you want to get in on those Astros, man. That's the place to do it. Cool thing is, when you win, they pay. And a lot of sites I've had trouble with in the past, just not getting paid when I win. That doesn't happen with MyBookie. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. They give you tons of options. And, of course, you can do live betting in the game, which is always fun. If you think the Astros are going to blow this lead, you can go bet on the A's right now if that's what you want to do. And if you join today, MyBookie's going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code RADIO when signing up. That's promo code RADIO. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie. Strange memories. Seems a lifetime
since yesterday. Come the daybreak. ESPN 97.5.